Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller-style jungle ARP modulate using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually works inside a real drum and bass arrangement. This is not just about making a pretty arpeggio. The goal is to create a moving atmospheric layer that adds tension, motion, and identity without fighting the kick, snare, break, or sub. Think intro energy, pre-drop pressure, or that second half roller section, where the track needs to feel alive but still controlled. We are aiming for something dark, slightly haunted, and rhythmically locked in. A ghostly chord fragment turning into a restless pulse. That's the vibe. First thing, set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. Pick a minor key that suits darker D than B. F minor, G minor, or D sharp minor are all solid starting points. The important thing here is to know the role of the ARP before you start sound designing it. If this is for an intro, we want more space, more width, and more filtering. If it's for drop support, we want more bite and less wash. And if it's for a roller section, the ARP needs to reinforce momentum without stealing attention from the drums. Create a MIDI track and load Arpeggiator first, then a synth like Wavetable or Analog. Both are great stock choices, but they have slightly different personalities. Wavetable gives you cleaner movement and more control over evolving tone. Analog has a thicker, rougher, slightly more unstable character. For a jungle-flavored top texture, either works, but Wavetable is usually the easiest place to start if you want precise modulation. Now write a simple source clip. Keep it lean. Don't overcomplicate the harmony, because this sound is going to get heavily animated later. A minor triad, a minor seventh, a sus2, a sus4, or even a two-note shape can be enough. For example, in F minor, try F, a flat, and C, or F, a flat, and E-flat if you want a slightly darker flavor. You can also keep one note as a pedal and let the other tones shift around it. That creates a more ritual, hypnotic feeling. Keep the notes tight in range, roughly C2 to C4 if you want the ARP to feel grounded. Also use short note lengths. Very short notes are often better here, because they let the arpeggiator do the rhythmic articulation. If the source feels too melodic, reduce the note density and let the modulation create the movement instead. Now let's shape the ARP engine. On Arpeggiator, start with style set to up or converge. Rate can be 1/16 for a tighter core pattern, or 1/8 if you want a more open rolling pulse. Gate should start around 35-55%. Retrigger should usually be on if you want each chord hit to reset the motion. Hold can stay off if you want tighter MIDI control, or on if you're just jamming ideas and printing later. A really strong move for the style is to keep the rate at 1/16 and automate the gate over time. Let it move between about 28 and 60% across an 8-bar phrase. That subtle shift can make the ARP feel like it's opening and tightening with the track, which is exactly the kind of microevolution that keeps rollers from feeling flat. If you want a more classic jungle pulse, 1/8 with a little groove or swing can feel huge, especially if it sits on top of ghosted breaks. Now choose the synth voice. In Wavetable, start with a saw or square bass table on OSC 1. You can add a second oscillator if you want a little more thickness, but keep it restrained. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter and route a subtle amount of envelope to the cutoff so the notes have a bit of shape. Add only a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with low detune. We want motion, not a giant wash at this stage. If you're using analog, start with a saw on OSC 1 and maybe a square or saw on OSC 2. Keep the filter low pass, with a modest resonance and a short attack on the filter envelope. Again, keep it pretty dry and direct for now. The first job is to hear the rhythm clearly before we start dressing it up. Now comes the important part, modulation. This is where the sound starts feeling alive instead of looped. Think in layers of motion, not one giant automation lane. You want a slow tonal drift, a rhythmic change, and a stereo change, but each one should stay subtle. In Wavetable, assign modulation to Wavetable position, filter cutoff, and maybe pan. You can also use fine pitch or oscillator mix if it helps create texture. A slow synced LFO on filter cutoff is a great macro movement. A second, slightly faster modulation source can move Wavetable position or pan. That gives you 2 layers of motion at once. One broad and one more detailed. Keep the amounts controlled. Filter cutoff movement can be subtle, maybe 5 to 20%. Wavetable position can move a bit more, around 10 to 30% if the table supports it. Pan modulation should be very small, just enough to create motion without wrecking mono compatibility. This is a good place to think like a drum and bass engineer rather than just a sound designer. The ARP is basically a timing lens. Small changes in gate, rate, and note length can change how the break feels around it. If the drums are dense, shorten the ARP. If the drums are sparse, let it breathe a little more. The ARP should lock to the groove, not hover above it in its own universe. Now let's shape the atmosphere with stock effects. A very reliable chain is EQ8, saturator, echo or delay if needed, then reverb, then utility. Start with EQ8. High pass the sound so it doesn't compete with the low end. In a lot of DNB situations, that means somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz depending on the source. Then check for harshness in the 2.5 to 5k Hz area. If it gets brittle, pull that region back a little. If it needs more bite, you can add a gentle lift around 1.5 to 3k Hz, but be careful. We want presence, not pain. Next, add saturator. Keep it mild. Soft clip or a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, is usually enough. Match the output level so you're hearing the tone change, not just a loudness boost. A little saturation before reverb can really help the tails feel dirtier and more present. Then add reverb. Use it like an arrangement device, not just a space effect. Decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds is a good range. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds can help keep the attack clear. If the top end gets glassy, roll off the high frequencies in the reverb. Dry/wet can sit around 10 to 25% for a roller, though you can go wetter if this is mainly for intro atmosphere. If you want more rhythmic halo, add echo or delay. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/16 timing with low to moderate feedback. Filter the repeats so they don't step on the main pattern. The point is to give the ARP a ghost trail, not a distracting smear. Finish with utility. Use width carefully. A lot of people make atmospheres way too wide too early, and then the sound falls apart in mono or starts fighting the rest of the mix. Keep the dry sound fairly disciplined in the center, and let space come from the effects. Check mono early and often. If the core pattern disappears when summed, narrow it back down until it reads properly. Now we need movement across the arrangement. A loop that sounds good for one bar has to still feel interesting after 8. So automate across the phrase. Good targets are arpeggiator gate, filter cutoff, wavetable position, reverb amount, saturator drive, and utility width. Here's a simple 8-bar shape. In bars 1 and 2, keep it narrow, filtered, and relatively dry. In bars 3 and 4, open the cutoff a bit and widen it slightly. In bars 5 and 6, bring a more top end and increase the ARP gate so the notes feel more present. Then in bars 7 and 8, pull the reverb back, tighten the low mid, and get it ready to hand off into the drop. For a jungle-style pre-drop, the trick is to make it feel like it's accelerating emotionally, not literally speeding up. That means more brightness, more harmonic exposure, and less wash. Then, right on the drop, you can cut it hard or leave only a thin filtered residue behind the drums. That contrast is powerful. At this point, resampling becomes your friend. Print the best moments to audio. This is where the sound starts feeling like a real production element instead of a preset demo. Record the ARP to a new audio track, then chop out the best 1-bar or 2-bar phrases. If you want, keep warp on for precision, or stretch certain tails if you want a smeared atmospheric effect. Once the ARP is printed, you can reverse a tail into a transition, throw one chopped fragment over the start of a phrase, or add subtle glitch with beat repeat. You can also automate auto filter or filter delay on the audio version. That printed approach gives you more control and makes the sound feel curated rather than looped. A good advanced move is to create multiple versions of the same ARP. Make one version for intro haze, wide, filtered, and more reverbed. Make a second version for roller support, tighter gate, less reverb, more mid-range focus. Then make a third version as a transition hit, using resampled audio with a reverse tail or delay throw. If you can swap those versions and the track still feels coherent, you've built a real atmosphere system, not just one loop. Let's talk about common mistakes, because this is where a lot of people lose the groove. Don't make the ARP too wide too early. Don't leave too much low mid in it. Don't drown it in reverb during the busy part of the arrangement. Don't choose a harmony that feels too emotionally resolved. In darker DNB, unresolved tones are usually stronger. And don't design it in solo and hope it works later. Always audition it with the actual break and sub. If you want to push it further, try a few advanced variations. Duplicate the MIDI track and set a second arpeggiator to a different rate, like 1/8 against a 1/16 main layer. Keep that second layer quieter and more filtered so it feels like a ghost pulse. or try alternating between lower chord tones and upper chord extensions every 2 or 4 bars for an inverted call and response feel. You can also hold a pedal tone while other notes move around it, which gives you that hypnotic jungle character without a full chord wash. One more pro tip. Automate the arp gate against the drum phrase. If your break has a fill every 4 or 8 bars, tighten the arp just before it, then open it back up after. That kind of contrast makes the drums feel intentional and gives the arrangement more shape. Here's a quick practice approach. Build an 8-bar MIDI clip in F minor with a simple 3-note shape. Add arpeggiator at 1/16, gate around 40%, style up. Load wave-eatable or analog with a slightly buzzy tone. High pass it with EQ8, add light saturator, then reverb. Automate the filter so bars 1 to 4 feel closed and bars 5 to 8 feel more open. Duplicate the clip and change just one thing, like arp style, gate, or reverb depth. Then play both against a break and a sub line and decide which one feels more like a real roller support element. After that, resample 2 bars and chop 1 tail into a transition.